Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. Call on in 347-884-8245. As our guest is Greg Keene from Lilydale, psychic medium, been up in Lilydale for over 40 years. Can you believe that? Over 40 years. That's just unbelievable. We're taking your calls. Again, call in and then press the 1 on your phone if you have a question for Greg Keene. Greg will... Greg's been part of Journey into the Light for my whole 9-10 years on this show, and it's been honestly a pleasure of having Greg on the show. And the readings, the connections are not just what you're asking for. Is he not just dead on? But he will bring in things you didn't even ask about. I could play clip after clip. We don't have time because this show's only an hour. But I honestly have heard some of the best readings here on Journey into the Light with Greg Keene. So call on in. And again, we're dedicating this show to our homeless mission, Love in Action. So please, please go and make a donation. We ask people to donate $25, but you'll get a 10-minute reading. So it's like if you go and buy a reading, which I know most people listening that are calling in do, it's the same thing, but it's better because you're helping a great cause. You're helping the homeless, puts groceries in houses. It pays for some people's rent that otherwise they would be homeless. It gets people like Burroughs off the street and into housing. So instead of going and buying that 10-minute reading, go and donate it. I spoke to someone who I won't name, but someone called my show some days ago, and they always tell me, well, they can't donate. You know, Mike, you know my situation. I can't donate. But then they tell me a few minutes later that they've been buying all these private readings. And I said, why don't you donate that when you're still buying or getting a reading, but goes for a great cause? So, you know, the need out there is greater than you think. If you think the need out there is really, you know, big, then double that thinking. And the amount of people that help homeless or people that just need help, like I was saying earlier, keep someone's lights on, get groceries in the house. Right now, it's like 102 in Oklahoma City, and keeping electricity on right now, I can tell you, is extremely important. So make a donation, even if you're not, you know, calling in. It goes for everybody. We're spiritual people. Spirituality, guys, is love. And if it's not us, then who? Who? You tell me who. It ain't going to be the government. It ain't going to be the rich. They've long since given up. It's all about them. Government and the rich tangled together. And I won't go into politics, of course. But so it comes down to us. Comes down to us. Make the difference you want to see. Be the start. Tomorrow is Friday and Saturday is the days I go out most to help the homeless, and it's so very important. And last thing I'll say, and we'll kick on the song, then we'll get on with Greg and your calls as you guys are going to the phone lines now. Oh, Vincent Pace is coming up next hour, the medium who brought in my dad and told me how my dad died and the time of my dad's death. But my dad died 40 years ago. Most people know the story. Died when I was 13. And my mom basically died in my arms at the age of 16. So I know about death. And I think that's one reason I do this show. But, yes. So go to the sites now so we can start bringing in those who have donated. You guys who absolutely can't donate. You can't buy a private reading. hang on the phone lines. We'll try to work in as many callers, and if you donate, as I think I said, you'll get up to a 10-minute reading tonight. So it's a win-win for everybody, I think. So we'll start here with this song. Listen to the words. Right after this, we're going to Greg and your calls here on Journey in Light. Also, I'm live on Facebook. Say hello in the chat, and I'll talk about a gift we're giving out tonight.
A bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and lurking all my life. I've been to work late, and we'd all laugh like I hadn't laughed since I don't know when. Hey Jude was his favorite song. At dinner he'd ask to pray, and then he'd pray for everybody in the world but him. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. What a beautiful, beautiful song that was. And listen to the words, you know, God's will. You know, that's something that, you know, we a lot of times don't understand things. And I wanted to share with you one quick story and then on with the show. Yesterday, I was helping our friend Charles, and I posted up the picture up there on my Facebook. And Charles is an older African-American. He stands on the corner of Walmart, and he does that because all he has is a little bit of Social Security, but it's not enough to pay the monthly bills. But he can stand there for hours in 100-degree weather and not get anybody that gives anything. So out of the mission, we support him as much as we can. Well, to make a short story, yesterday I went up to Charles, and he's always lights up and always smile on his face when he sees me. And he's like, "Hey, my brother, how you doing?" And and we give each other a hug. And, you know, I don't know this guy other than this mission, you know. But when you're really into when you really got your mind into the spirituality of things, you know, everybody's your brother and sister, you know. And anyway, I haven't seen Charles in a little bit. So I gave him for the mission $50, and he was, of course, delighted. And when I was pulling away, I still had my car window down, and I could hear him in the background. And he just, in the loudest voice, said, "Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah." And it just put the biggest smile on my face because, one, it gives me, you know, confirmation that we're doing good. And also, I don't believe in coincidences or synchronicities. I do believe in synchronicities, but you know what I mean. But to me, that was also a message from God above, from Jesus, that, hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. Keep it up, brother. It was the message that I received. And obviously, you know, I am the vessel. I'm the vessel for the homeless, but I'm also the vessel to tell you guys about the mission and the stories, which I love to share. And I love to get the stories if possible. Sometimes I'm in the middle of traffic and, you know, everybody's honking their horn at me. And so it's sometimes I can't get the stories. Sometimes I can't get a picture. But anyway, it just shows, you know, hallelujah, Jesus, you know, just such confirmation. Or Burroughs, you know, when his friend told me the other day, I said, have you seen Burroughs lately? And Burroughs is the gentleman that we put into an apartment. And he said to me, yeah, he said, I saw Burroughs a couple hours ago, and he went home. And Burroughs hasn't been able to say that since the age of 14, guys. 14. And now he's almost 70. But because of the love of everybody and orchestrating this, look what happened. And now, I mean, this is one of many that, you know, the mission is still very young, but that is what the mission's about. It's not about being an enabler. That's not what it's about. I know people see that on the streets and say, "Well, I don't want to get involved because of that." And that's not what I do. It's not what I want to do. That's a whole other problem. I feel and I real strongly that there's a, you know, each mission has you know, their goal, what they do. Some are into, you know, handing out blankets and pillows, and some are doing financial assistance, water, food, like we do. And it's all really great because it takes all of us. You know, not one person created anything. It's all of us. It's kind of like Journey in the Light. I don't name the show after my name. How could I? I didn't build this show all myself. Yes, I put the majority of work in and all that. But so many people have helped this show. You know, like Nikki in the chat room, Angela, all the guests, Greg, Vincent. I mean, I could go on and on. Jenny Davis, who first year helped me so much get this show off the ground. I'll never forget or never quit thanking Jenny Davis. So anyway, the links are there. Please, let's all do, you know, let's get out. And tonight's the last night that we're going to give out the free gold Journey into the Light pass for the highest donor. This week has been my birthday week. And so the pass is for any show you'll be able to get on free. Okay. Any show, you just let me know that you're on, and all of a sudden you'll get on, you'll be right up top. And then the gold means that you'll be next caller up. Okay. So that's for the highest donation this week. And right now, that sits at $230. So if anybody wants to donate over that, then you'll be, the leader, and they'll be announced at the end of Vincent's show tonight. Secondly, for the second highest donation, we're going to give out a 30-minute free reading that Psychic Little T is giving out because of my birthday week. Right now, that goes to that's $100 right now. I won't mention names until we mention the winner. So there you go there. And I want to thank everybody for all their birthday wishes and everything. So on with the show, and we'll start bringing in the calls. But first, let's bring in our guest here, who's been patiently waiting. And I do thank you for that. Let's bring on from Lilydale, Greg King, to the show. Welcome, Greg.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
All right. How are things in Lilydale?
Wonderful. It's been a beautiful day today. They were threatening rain and everything, but over in Hamburg, they had some tornadoes and flip picking tables on top of houses and did some really strange things. But we got mist. Everything here was just a beautiful day.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's good. You had a great day.
So it's been gorgeous here today. It's been great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's the crowds and everything? What's going on? What events?
Big crowds. We've had big crowds here. We're going to have more big crowds here this weekend. We're going to have some big speakers in. And we should be absolutely packing the place. The volunteer firemen are out to direct people to the parking. And it should be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So this is about 45th season up there, about?
Yeah, easily. Easily. Yep, been at it a little while up here. Been a registered medium here that long, and I've worked with people here and enjoyed being here. And I find that a lot of people in the camp now that are here in the camp, it's interesting, you gradually become one of the old-timers instead of being one of the young ones. And I remember another medium and myself being told by the office that we were the youngest working mediums on the grounds in consistent years, and we're not the youngest anymore, but we're certainly the most consistent.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean. It's kind of like this radio show. I'm becoming one of the oldest.
Well, my friends and mentors in some ways, they're 47 years registered on the grounds, 52 years, 54 years. A number of people been here for a long time, and they're all gone now. And I look at myself, and it's like I'm well over 40 years here, and that's been interesting to experience. So it's quite interesting, all the things that fly by. Time flies by whether we know it or not.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. Well, I know our time sometimes gets short here, Greg, so let's jump in and take our first call and see who we have here on the phone lines. How does that sound?
Sure, sounds great.
Okay, great. Let's go, and we're going to, again, call in, folks, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and I'll come to you in the screening room if you need help and assistance. And let's go here. We're going to bring in our first call. We do thank her for her donation. Lisa, welcome to the show here.
Thank you, Michael.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Oh, very good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's your question?
I would like any insight on my love life.
Well, I want to say what love life, because you actually stepped back recently and thought about it and thought you're not sure you wanted to be there anyhow.
True.
Because I keep seeing you going back and forth on it, and I feel like you haven't settled it yet emotionally. But I do feel with you that you have been accepting less than what you really feel you should, and you're now at a point of realizing that I'm not going to let myself accept less anymore, and I'm getting really tired of it.
Okay.
And you had someone around you recently putting some things out that they were basically saying to you that it's like, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'm fine. And you were trying to get them to look at some things and deal with some things, and their approach was very simple. It was your problem.
Hmm. Huh.
Now,
I don't know who that would be.
Relationship. That's somebody else.
Oh, my son.
Because I just see him turning around, and it's like you've reached a point recently where you're not as willing to accept that as you were before. And I'm just seeing you standing your ground there. How old is your son?
25.
Well, let's put it this way. He has the wisdom of the ages, and he really thinks he does.
Mm-hmm. True.
And recently, you sort of pinned things down a bit, where you put him in a position where he had to handle some things and deal with some things in his own life that normally, you know, you'd have taken care of for him. But I feel like you've taken on things and accomplished more now. And I feel he doesn't know quite what to do with that, because it's the idea that you're not letting it slide anymore.
Yep, for sure.
And I feel that's a good energy for you. I'm not sure he likes it too well, but I mean, it's a good energy for you. But I'm seeing taking the time now to readjust in an emotional manner where you're wanting to be in your own life now, and it's going to really be a lot calmer. And I'm seeing you having things lined up. He recently tried to maneuver some things for money for a car.
A boat.
Because I kept seeing wheels on it, and I kept seeing him trying to maneuver something there. And I feel recently you've gotten to the point.
His girlfriend rolled their vehicle about a month ago, and then he almost sunk my brother's boat, like, 2 days later, so that he's buying now. That's his problem now.
Well, I'll put it simply. I feel like there's some, let's say, irresponsible attitudes and ideas, and he does things that are not exactly the best decision. But I feel you're at a point now where I'm beginning to pull back enough and feel like I don't want to be involved in it. And I feel when he comes crying to you about more help, I'm seeing you saying no.
Right. True. True. You know, I give money if they need it for food or whatever. I'm not giving money for boat insurance, which was, you know, $250,000. No, not happening. But yes, thank you. So do you see anything about my future love life whatsoever or no?
I see future working out very nicely. Tall, build man, gentle person. I see him a hard worker. I feel he's very organized in his life. His life skills are very organized. He's not got a problem with that at all. He does very well. That's coming up. And I feel the energy around him, that he's close to your age. I see him a very together person in a sense of accomplishing and doing things in his own life. He's very together. That's going to be nice for you to relax with and have someone you can really trust and enjoy. So that's coming up. And that's certainly going to be easier for you then.
Yay. Do you have any physical characteristics or what his job or work realm could be at all?
Whatever work he's doing, he's very skilled. He definitely could use tools. He knew how to do things. And I feel it's something that he's very picky about doing it right.
Good. Sounds like me.
So that'll be quite nice, dear. And it'll be really nice because the home you're living in there certainly needs some extra work.
Not really. I hate to say it, but I have a condo in Mexico, and it's good. It's good.
What would be the water and water faucet area?
Water and water faucet area. I have a sink that I don't like because it's glass, but I don't have anything leaking that I know of.
Okay.
I'm pretty I'm up on that stuff, but you know what? The plumbing is in the wall. And the people down below me, I guess they had a problem with humidity, and they came up and looked, and they can't find it. Well, now the people that live there is the owner now, and it's like, and I don't think they have a problem, but I don't know how it could have came from my unit because the water wasn't on at all, but maybe something broken in the people above me.
Well, I get a dampness growing there, and I feel like there's some mold problem, and I feel it's not in your part, but it's in their part, and I feel it's something that's going to be found later, and I do see it then have to be fixed.
Oh, I believe it. It's very humid here.
Yep.
Okay. And now, any physical characteristics? Sorry, back to the guy. Any physical characteristics or, I know you said workaround, but any kind of physical description at all? Can you pull up or no? I'd understand.
I see a tall build man, brown hair, easygoing, very nice energy. He's a very caring person. And I feel like it's going to be very nice for you to relax with and have time to really share. Because I see him
nice.
A person that's not a game player.
Good, exactly. I've heard that, but I have somebody coming into my life. But can you see any time frame?
Time frame, I want to say definitely before fall. But I see that coming up, and it's a good energy for you. And I just see there's
excellent.
A matter of time in here to get it all lined up.
Right on. Well, thank you so much. I won't hold you back.
God bless you.
It's a bunch of readers in with lots of donations. Congratulations on your
Take
mission,
care
Michael.
Now.
Ta-ta. Thank you.
If anybody'd like to reach me, they'd be 716-595-3529. 716-595-3529 would be the phone number to reach me, and the website would be www.revgregorykehn.com. Hey, Michael.
All right, we're back here, Greg, and we're ready for the next call. Let's go, Greg, to Ohio and bring Annette on I got the wrong name here. I'm sorry. Annette will be up soon. Pennsylvania and Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Usually I'm very positive and very happy. My dad passed away 6 months ago, and I'm handling a lot of very, 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 very heavy stuff. Could you please give me any messages that can uplift my spirits, or if you pick up anything?
Well, number one, I feel when your father passed away, he had a difficult time with heart area of the body, and I feel he had a difficult time with breathing.
Yes, yes, he had the death rattle at the end, but he understood.
Yes.
He knew we were all there.
Well, not only he knew you were all there, but I feel with you that you felt and recognized he stepped out of the body.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Remember the moment you felt he stepped out of the body?
Yes.
Because he showed me you knew and you felt it, and I see him with you, and he showed me that it was really very beautiful for him, because when he left, I felt two ladies on the spirit side of life there for him. One was a mother energy, and one was a grandmother energy, and I see both of them there for him when he stepped out.
Yeah, he was saying, Mom, 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 and he was reaching his hand up.
Well, I feel the energy there. The mother was there, and grandmother was there, and they were there for him, and it's really a wonderful energy, and I see them very close. And grandma's around you, and mother's around you, and want you to know that they're showing me he was in good hands here on the earth plane, and he's in good hands on the spirit side.
Yes.
And for you to be at peace with that and know that he's really all right. Also, you've been having flickers of light near you that sometimes you look and it's like there's a flicker, a little flash of light, and it's there and it's gone.
Yes.
That's him.
And I heard him say something to me also. I heard him say, hi, Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
And I that made me happy. I need to say a legal issue. We had to take him out of the home because my son was touched and he should never have been touched at the home by a resident. Can you please tell me, and that's why we took my dad home, can you please tell me what the outcome is going to be with my legal end? Because I'm having a very – what's happening is now that he's actually pleading guilty, that the person that did this, and now I'm grieving my dad now. I was – it was 6 months. So I'm grieving my dad because now this is over. It was a second-degree sexual offense, and he's pleading guilty. Can you tell me if he's going to get jail time?
Yes, I see him with jail time, and I felt something there that not only was that a circumstance he did there, but he did it before to some other people. And I
felt
something that he's going to get caught at it with the court system. The court system is going to take care of it, and I do see him playing some games. And I feel he got away with some things in the past that I feel he's going to actually admit to, and I feel it's going to come up where they recognize what happened then.
He's 81 years old. How much long does he have? How long does he have on this life?
Well, I don't see any time span on that, dear, but I do feel paying a price for the things he did.
Well, I have a civil attorney. Do you feel we'll get justice by the civil attorney for my son being locked behind the door?
Yes.
Do you think it'll be substantial?
I thought it'll be taken care of.
Will be a substantial amount of money, though, for our pain and our suffering and our, we're all, my mom's suffering, I'm suffering, my husband's suffering, my boys are suffering. We're all going through mental anguish, horrible mental anguish. I cry daily.
I feel you're going to have good results. It's going to work out better. I can't say how much or how long, but it's going to be there and it's going to be good. So let go of it and know they're going to take care of it and you'll have it in order.
And my dad's going to do it from the other side. He's going to push his way through.
I see him with you, and he's around you to help. It's a very nice energy.
I miss him.
He's certainly there for you. And it's a really nice feeling to know he's helping. And it's a very peaceful feeling. And to focus on the idea that he's working hard on coming through to you, and the more acceptance you have and the calmness you have, the more he's going to be able to reach you.
That's what I feel, too. I feel the same thing. I'm believing in that 100%. I am believing.
Yeah.
My mom is stronger than I am. My mom is sensing more. I just want to know, I'm mad at the home because he was locked behind a door. I want this guy locked behind a cell door. That's what I want. And and my legal is going to he's going to sue probably up to 14 to 15 homes. And I just want to know if it's going to be enough that I could take care of my family.
I feel it's going to work out there. It's going to work out good.
Thank you very much. That's all I need Any messages from my dad? Any special little notes?
Well, I see him letting you know by dropping some pennies around you. And I feel that there's something happened already about finding pennies, and he's shown me more pennies, and that's his way of saying, hey, I'm with you all the time.
Okay, do you think they could be nickels instead of pennies?
Well, he keeps showing me change, and he's throwing coins down, and he wants you to know he's there.
Okay, yeah, he sends me nickels all the time.
All righty there.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye.
You take
care, and God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie. Take care. And hello to your mom, Carol, who I know is listening here. Let's bring Carol in for just half a second. Hey, Carol.
Hi, Michael. Yes, I am listening. I said, is that my Bonnie? Oh, my goodness.
Bring the family together.
Yeah.
You
and I celebrate something special this week, don't we, Michael? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
tomorrow's
my
birthday.
Thank you.
I haven't missed it. Yay.
Yeah, and happy birthday to you, too. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, have a great
Hi,
one.
Hi, Greg. Yeah. Okay,
you take
Michael.
Care.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
They're very sweet. Very sweet. Greg, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
If they'd like to reach me for a private session, that would be 716 515-3529, 716-595-3529. That would be the phone number to reach me. If you'd like to reach me on the internet, that would be www.rev.gregorykehn.com. And that's on the website. And when you get on the website, you could be talking to my secretary, Laura, and she'd take care of all of the connections you need to make appointments, be it in person, be it on the phone, whatever you like.
Okay, very good. And we have all that information, folks, on the show page, too, to how to contact Greg. Website, phone number, Facebook, all of that is there. Greg is here each Thursday on Journey into the Light, so you can catch him here for live shows. And we're going to go next. Vincent Pace coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to go next to Ohio. And Annette, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Reverend?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. I had a question for you. My mom passed 2 years ago. We were very close. She lived with me. And I've still had a very rough time getting through the grief. Is there anything you can tell me about that?
One of the energies I feel there, she wants to reach through to you more. And because it's been so hard for you to allow yourself to let go, and allow yourself to really feel spirit, because I see them with you, and I see them certainly helping, and it's a really nice energy.
Okay,
and I see
very
her
good.
Energy wanting to bring you healing, because you went through a period recently that you didn't really feel too good for a little while there.
Yes, that's true.
And she was saying to me that it was worrying you because you went through a period where you weren't feeling good, but I feel you're getting your energy back now. From what it was, it's been improving, and I see it continuing to improve more, and I see you regaining the energy you really needed. So that's going to make a difference. I just see you being a lot happier with that.
Feeling better?
Yes. And okay. Also, there's a gentleman in spirit with you that passed away that I felt when he died, he had a difficult time with chest, heart,
yes.
And he's telling me about the blood vessels not working right. And there was something about blood vessels that were a problem. Well, he's with you, loves you, watches over things for you, but he wants you at peace and be happy.
Sounds wonderful.
And you had an experience a short time ago of thinking someone called your name?
Yes, I did.
Because he's laughing about it, and he said, I want her to know I'm around, and I've been helping her. And she sometimes is aware of the presence, and sometimes she's not quite sure.
Yes, that's true.
Well, he's certainly there, and it's certainly nice, and I see him watching over things for you, and you're going to have more opening up here, that you're going to be opening up spiritually to what you sense and feel, and it's going to be a big help to you to have that kind of energy in your life.
That's wonderful. Are they watching over my 16-year-old son who has had some problems recently?
Yeah, I see them watching over him, but I feel with him, they referred to it as him being a hardhead.
Yes.
And I feel you've been trying to get him to listen, and at times you feel it's almost impossible to get him to listen. But I keep seeing a very strong will there, and he approaches things in a way he wants to go and what he wants to do, and he's not willing to back down at all. He thinks he's got the answer, and he's going to do it his way.
Yes, that is true.
And just recently, you had a circumstance with him that you finally just looked at it and thought, well, he's just going to have to bang his head. He's going to have to figure it out by him banging his head because there's no way I can get him to listen.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
That makes sense?
It does, totally. Is there any way
I see balance coming.
Balance good.
I see balance coming, and I'm seeing you being able to win out on stepping back a bit. And let him do what he's doing, but let him wake up on his own. Because there's nothing you can do to change his mind there. I mean, he's very strong-willed about it.
Yes, he is. Okay.
Yep, you're going to have it more settled. I see you being more at ease.
Okay. Is there anything? I've been a nurse for 27 years, and I've looked for different jobs. I've worked in intensive care for 27 years. I'm always looking for something a little less stressful, but no other jobs seem to really come opener match for me. Is there a way I should go?
Well, let's look at it this way. Number one, you're a guardian angel, and you've been there with people that are dying. You've been there with
yes.
people when they died. And I feel like you've given people encouragement and help. You have been as much a nurse as a counselor, and I feel like you've been in a position where you've counseled and helped a great deal also.
Yes.
And I feel it's been a blessing, and I feel there's
yes.
times you had actually thought about working with hospice.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
And they're showing me that your ability to work with people is wonderful, and honestly, I don't see you stepping away from it in the sense of helping people, but I do see you stepping into a calmer environment of work, which is going to bring a lot more of a peacefulness to your life, and I feel it's going to bring you to a level that I'm really going to be calmer in my life. I'm not going to have all the turmoil.
That would be wonderful.
Because I see a job you'll enjoy, I see it working very well, but I feel much, much more relaxed. I don't see the stress
okay.
energy as much as you've had in the past.
That would be wonderful.
And would you recognize there was a lady that passed away? She passed away, she came back, and then she passed away again and finally left?
Yes.
Because she's with you, and I feel love and support from her, and she said to me, tell her she's an angel.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Thank you so much. You've really helped me see some light and pardon the pun, see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, think of it this way. You see so many things going on where it has been tough on them, and they've either been very ill or passed. I mean, all kinds of things that haven't been the easiest. And to look at that and realize the light's there and the love is there, and they're reaching back to you and thanking you for your support and understanding. And, honey, you got a lot of support and understanding you've given to a lot of people.
Very much. That means a lot.
Well, I know you're a guardian angel on the earth plane here, and I know you help everybody. And I want to say, please continue. I do see a job calmer, easier, and not as stressful. And I feel like
mm-hmm.
you're going to shift that over by fall. You're going to change that position, and it's going to work so much better for you.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
All right?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Hey, God bless, hon. You take care.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate it very much. And again, we're here with Reverend Gregory Keene from Lilydale. And the number to call in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard to speak to Greg. Make sure you press that 1 on your phone. Coming up next hour will be medium Vincent Pace from Canada will be joining us. But still got time here for looks like one more caller, and let's go to California and let's bring in our friend Maui to the show here on Journey in the Light. Welcome, Maui.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Maui.
First time here talking with the Reverend. I've looked at his profile, and I'm very excited to be here.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
Good. What's your question?
Well, I guess my biggest question would be, I have a lot on my plate as far as opening up a not-for-profit business, and there's many branches of what I want to do. But I think my biggest thing right now is really right now is just helping the homeless. And I'm just curious if you see me establishing a base somewhere as, you know, a like a home base, and from there where I'll branch out.
Well, I feel there's two things there. I get the feeling here of one start that's going to be a small facility. I see that door opening for you, and I just see it as a matter of timing here to get that lined up. And would you recognize that you're going to be working with another group of people that you sometimes would share some of the space? Because I see the opportunity of sharing some of the space, and I feel it's going to open up to you and work very well. And I just see you very peace with that. That's going to be a nice energy. I just see you being more happy with that. and I'm seeing money in front of you, and I'm seeing you organizing the idea of a fundraiser that's going to help you get everything underway and get it accomplished.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And would you recognize a group of people that you've already talked to, but you haven't got everything lined up with just yet, but you were thinking about it a lot, that you wanted to line it all up where it's like, I want the group of people that I can work with them supporting it and keep it all going, and I feel like it really will work and work well. I don't feel anything negative there. I just see it as a matter of timing to get everything lined up.
Right, right. And that's something I'm actually actively working is helping the homeless. I do put together packages and whatnot. But what I'm finding is that the funding, you know, has got to come, and it's got to come big. And it's going to. I'm talking major people are going to say, oh, we didn't know about that group, and we're going to give to them, and because of what they do, and it's really going to snowball. So I need, like, I feel like I need supporters around me that will say, okay, well, you know, Maui, we see that, you know, you've done this here, and we're going to, it's just so big that I'm not going to be able to manage it myself. Do you see that there's going to be, like, someone that will say, okay, I'll take over this portion of your not-for-profit because I believe in X, Y, Z. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what
see?
I feel. That's what I feel coming up here is having someone that's a lawyer that had worked with nonprofit and knows all the laws, and I feel
yes.
they can keep you on the straight and narrow as to what you can and can't do, what you'd be allowed to do and not allowed to do. I see those doors opening wide open for you, and I just see it as a matter of timing, you know, to get that lined up. So I don't feel at all anything negative. That's going to come together.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I have so many supporters already that I don't know what it is about me, but I will literally walk into a store and they'll say, look, I've got, you know, 10 of these bags for sale, you know, clearance items, $12.50. I said, okay, great. And then they'll say, oh, but we have more. You know, if you buy all of them, we'll give them to you for $10. And if you pay cash, we'll give them to you for like $8.90 a piece. And I walk out of that store with these bags that I can turn around, sell for a profit. And with that, my friends, is how I donate to the homeless. And it's so easy. It's like,
well, I see it working very well for you because I see that expanding. And I feel like you're going to be getting hooked up with a group of people that are working with feeding the homeless. I see whether it is a church or another organization, but I see them feeding people. I feel you're going to get involved with that very shortly. And it's a new group you haven't been involved with so far. And I feel when that happens, it's like you're going to see where the volunteers that are there are going to work and volunteer with you also.
Right. And my biggest, I would say my biggest inspiration, honestly, is Michael Long, is honestly his program and what he does. And there are some monies in place that he has somehow rallied up over these 10 years, funds for these people specifically that he has mentioned in his show. And there's going to be funds set up for those people permanently because of what we're doing. And that's how important it is.
Well, I see it working very nicely, and I just feel it's a matter of timing, you know, to get it moving. But I'm seeing you being a lot happier once you get that going. And I felt another facility here, there's part of a building that I could see someone owning, and they're going to go ahead and give you a space in the building to work out of that I don't feel is going to cost you anything, and it's going to be something that will be really super for you.
Yeah, and that's what happens. I mean, literally, everywhere I go, people are just, I don't know what it is about me, but they're like just giving me stuff, and I'm not even asking for it. They're just like coming to me with their hands open saying, here, please take this for your cause. Please take this. I'm like, where am I going to put all this stuff? You know?
Well, I felt it's going to work out that you have a building to stash things in and be able to organize. And I feel that's going to be really good for you. I think that'll be quite nice.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Well, and God bless you and Michael and everything that you do. I don't know where I come up with these things, but I wake up in the morning with stuff that is not me. And one of the things that I wake up saying, I say, there, but for the grace of God, go I. And I don't even talk like that. So someone has spoken through me, and I just am so blessed. So blessed. I'm just so humble. I really am. Thank you.
God bless you, and take care.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Maui. Thanks for your incredible kind words. It almost brings me in tears. So thank you, Maui. Thanks for all you do. All right. All right. Greg, before we wrap up again, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
If they'd like to call, it'd be 716-595-3529. 716-595-3529. Or they can reach me on the internet. That would be www.revgregorykehn.com.
Okay, very good. Well, Greg, you have a great weekend up there in Lilydale, and we'll see you back here next Thursday. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Greg. All right, that's Greg King to the show. We're not done yet, though, on Journey into the Light. Everybody redial now as medium Vincent Pace comes on in and takes his seat, and he will be taking your calls, bringing in your loved ones. Vincent Pace is the medium who brought in my dad, who died over 40 years ago. And I'll give a little bit of that story as we start the show, so... we'll be live here in just a few minutes. Thanks for being here, everybody.